I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a football Friday. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Hello, fellas. You ready for my old team, the Raiders, to come storming to Landover, Maryland?
Uh-oh, look out. It's the Raiders. Guys, they're coming. This is the Bruce Bowl.
This is the Goose Bowl. Raiders, Bucks, Redskins. If Tampa Bay was involved, we'd have a three-team battle for Bruce supremacy.
Somehow. There was a three-team trade that involved the Bucks and the Raiders.
Oh, I'd be
just
so happy.
Two pirate teams and the Redskins. I'd be excited.
Who's got to be great? Who's got to be better? Who's got to shine if the Redskins are going to beat the Raiders? Those are the questions. Queuing them up for you at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. I'll get you started.
Please.
Kirk Cousins, I need you to play at your best this weekend. You didn't play well in week one. I thought you were much better in week two, but conservative. Didn't take shots down the field. That's not all on you. I understand that. Play calling's a factor. Pass protection's a factor. You don't trust your wide receivers as much as you did a year ago. We're on the same page. Next level up for you gets me a win against the Raiders. Playing the same way you did against the Rams may not. Playing the way you did against the Eagles will not. I've got to get a version Kirk Cousins Sunday if I'm going to beat Derek Carr and Oakland. The Raiders are just that good. They're better than me. You've got to make plays. You've got to amass yards. You've got to move the ball. You've got to score points. So I liked what I saw. I thought he made a big progression in week two. Didn't get as much credit probably as he deserved because everyone's so worried about two throws where Josh Doctson was apparently open when they rewatched the All-22. Get over it. He had a 98 rating. He managed the game very effectively. There wasn't a single throw at risk of being knocked down by a DB, let alone picked off. And the plan was go out, beat them up physically, win the game through the air at the end, and that's what they were able to do. Now take flight. Now be the guy that you've been midseason the last couple years who's the strength of the offense and the football program. But if they're going to beat the Raiders, it's going to have to be with Kirk Cousins' right arm. So the first guy I label as a Redskin who's got to be great is Kirk Cousins. Give me another one.
It has to happen. You're dead right about that red zone to me. You've got to convert. No field goals, please. No turnovers. It's got to be
excellent.
That's
a good point. Red zones are where quarterbacks really earn their money.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean that literally. Everything with Cousins is obviously about his money and earning his $24 million or what have you. But the red zone is what separates the real good quarterbacks from everyone else.
Here, here.
Last year, the Redskins were not good in the red zone. Cousins was not great in the red zone. This year, I think they've got the personnel to be better in the red zone. They did a good job this past week in the red area. But remember, they got down inside the five through a couple of the fade and then the throw to Thompson. They didn't get in. You got to make those throws off schedule sometimes by extending plays that get you points. He did it at the end of the game. He won them the game doing it.
Yes.
We've seen him do it, rolling out against the Browns, finding Jordan Reed back of the end zone. He's done it time and time again, but you need it consistently. So I think that's a good point. Give me another guy.
Breland and Norman and Fuller. I know I'm cheating a little bit, but I'm going with the cornerback unit. These receivers for Oakland can play. You haven't seen Amari Cooper take off because he hasn't had to yet. Only 9 catches, 95 yards through a couple games with a touchdown. Should have had more, by the way, in week one. Just kind of a fluky drop and a few weird things that went down there. But Crabtree had 3 touchdowns this past week, and Cooper just took a back seat. They've always got a counterpunch, Oakland does. This is an offensive machine. They are a juggernaut. Jared Cook at tight end is good. He's going to work underneath. They've got gimmick guys and Cordero Patterson, and Seth Roberts hasn't really done anything yet, but is very capable. This is a great offense. If I'm going to win this game, my cornerbacks have to be excellent because there are going to be some times where it's you against Cooper or you against Crabtree, and that's terrifying to probably 95% of the teams in this league. There are a couple that can handle it. Kansas City, Denver. Can you be one of those three teams? I don't know.
I'll give you a defensive player. I'll go with your defensive theme.
Do
How about the rookie Jonathan Allen on the defensive line?
Okay.
Jonathan Allen has been noticeable on a couple of snaps where he has gotten close to the quarterback. Hasn't gotten close to a sack. That's not really what he's getting paid for. Has only had a couple of pressures to this point. Has made 5 tackles. Here's why I'm going with Jonathan Allen. This is not as much a hipster thought as you think. Derek Carr is as good as any passer in the league at getting the football out quickly. Cousins at his apex does this beautifully as well. The difference right now between Cousins and Carr is that Carr still got his Garcon and Jackson, yeah. And he's still operating mid-season form, just picking up where he left off from last year with elite pass catchers. But the ball at 3 and 5 steps is out, and he's knowing exactly where his guys are. What does that mean? Less Ryan Kerrigan getting home, less Preston Smith getting home, difficult day for Junior Gallet to rush the quarterback from the outside. You don't have the longer developing rushes around end, the padding of the football in the pocket, quarterbacks running up and moving around into you as you get a pressure and a sack. So where does the pressure have to come from? Directly up the middle. You've got to get push right away. You've got to basically, on the interior, send centers and guards into Derek Carr's face. Not
Aaron,
a huge
Aaron
guy.
Aaron Donald style, yeah.
Derek Carr is not 6'4", 6'5". He sits in the pocket like Cousins, flat-footed. He makes throws. Doesn't move around a ton. Can, if you let him. But if you get pressure from the interior, if you're Jonathan Allen, I'd put McGee in here. I'd put Terrell McClain in here. Ziggy Hood can be in this conversation. You've got to push the pocket from the interior because it's got to come from up the middle. Takes too long around the edges, and this is not the kind of quarterback you're going to get 3 sacks from a linebacker against. It's just not going to happen.
It's a good offensive line, too, especially in pass pro. Guy that's got to be great in this one, follow through with your promise, Mr. Pryor. You've got to be outstanding in this ballgame. You're going to have to make big catches on third and long probably because the Redskins will run it ineffectively at certain points. There'll be big down and distance that need to be converted. I can't have a 2-catch-on-4-target kind of game for you. You better be running wild and free. You better be out there open all day long, waving your arms around like a lunatic, and you better catch every pass that comes your way. None of this spiking it to the ground like Jahidi White taking a perfectly good feed from Chris Whitney in the paint as you punt it out of bounds and go womp, womp as you go back on defense and then get dunked on by somebody because your feet are so slow. Terrell Pryor has got to be outstanding in this game. I'm talking a 7-catch, 100-yard, and a touchdown kind of situation if you have a snowball's chance in the realm of Hades of winning this football game.
Weird but true. I played a 2-on-2 basketball game in a dream a couple days ago. My teammate, Jahidi White.
You guys lost that game.
I don't remember the score. I don't know that it was even evident in the dream.
If you're being realistic.
I do remember I bounced a pass to him and then yelled, Heidi, 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 and he got super excited. True story, by the way.
When he caught the ball in a decent spot and had it and could do some post moves where he could be physical, he was perfectly fine.
Massive man.
The problem was the catching of the ball.
Yes. Mario in Woodbridge. Which Redskins have to be great if they're going to beat the Raiders?
All right, I got 3 quick ones, all offensive side of the ball.
Do it.
I'm going to go with the protection, our pass protection, because Kirk Cousins, I'm pro Cousins, and I feel like he hasn't played up to par, but at the same time, I haven't felt like he's trusted the protection, and that goes to my point, too. Kirk Cousins' confidence, because we're going to have to beat them through Kirk's arm. We're not going to be able to, I know everybody's, oh, the run game. No, we're going to have to beat them with Kirk's arm. And 3, our outside receivers. Pryor and Dotson have to make an impact, and Kirk Cousins can't leave yards on the field. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you. Thanks, buddy. And look, there's no doubt. I mean, anybody who watches the first 2 games would tell you that their pass protection has not been good when they've tried to go down the field. That's got to change as well. You know who it starts with this week is Morgan Moses. Because if you're the Raiders, you're probably going to play Khalil Mack on the left a lot. Against Moses, not against Trent Williams, the left tackle. They got a couple of other edge rushers who are decent. Mario Edwards, if you let him, can get home. But the guy that is the best defensive player that you always have to locate is Khalil Mack. And then they line up Bruce Irvin from the linebacking spot, basically, and let him pin his ears back. Sometimes those guys are on the same side. So if you're Morgan Moses and you're looking at Bruce Irvin, former Seahawk, Khalil Mack, former top 5 pick, who's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Danger, danger, warning, alert.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
So I think Moses and Trent Williams, because he's going to have to deal with them too, those guys are going to have their hands full this week. 800-636-1067. Hadid, carpet cleaning listener lines are open. We'll get to our favorite games of the weekend slate at 1245, but your calls are next. Which Redskins have to be great to beat Oakland?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.